Ez lesz majd a lesz.
That
so there's always a standard. It's called in English circumambulation. When you circumambulate, or you go to the places that Krishna's pastimes took place. So Krishna was born in Mathura, and then from Mathura he was taken to Gokula, to Vrindavan. And then he lived in Vrindavan for 15 years, 16 years. Actually, he lived for 10 years. And but the way in which Krishna aged, Krishna's aging is 50% faster than, or at least the way he displays his pastimes, than average, or the way normal timing. So when we say that Krishna's 16 years old, that's by our measurement that he's 16 years old, but actually it only took 10 years for him to actually reach the age of 16. And of course both in Indian and other traditions, the way of calculating age is different. For us, we calculate the first year is after 1 year's gone by. In India, when you're born, that's your first year, that's when you're born, and then from there it goes, then you have 1 year, and your first birthday is when you're 2 years old. Because you're 1 year old is when you're born. You can't be 0 years old. So it has to be some years old. So when they calculate in terms of years, then it goes. So Krishna stayed in Vrindavan for 16 years, and then after that he went to Mathura and Dwarka, and he stayed in the world for 125 years. And in that time that in Vrindavan, because Vrindavan is it's the holiest place, or it's the origin of all holy places, all the holy places that are present within the universe are contained within Vrindavan. So there's Rishikesh and Haridwar and Pushkar and South India and Rameshwaram, and they're all in their original forms. They're all there in Vrindavan. And then all of these other places are actually just expansions of that. Like Rishikesh is a very famous place in India. Many people go to Rishikesh. It's just at the foothills of the Himalayas. Or Haridwar. Haridwar means the gate towards Haridwar. The original Haridwar is in Vrindavan. And this Haridwar is actually just an expansion of that Haridwar. And so there are 60 billion holy places in Vrindavan. Not just on this planet, but there are other places in the universe. So all of those, all the holy places are present there. And at the same time, Vrindavan is just, from our calculation, it appears to be 168 square miles. So it's a lotus that has its center at Mathura, and it's 168 square miles. And then within that, at least by our calculation, actually all of the spiritual world is also present there. So it's sort of a dynamics between what we see in terms of material calculation and how transcendental measurement fits with that. And so how does something that's unlimited, like spiritual, appear in limited space? So that's part of the inconceivable nature of spirit, and it's called achintya. Achintya means inconceivable. it's like Krishna, when Krishna appeared, then he was present, and he appeared like a little boy, like Nirguna. So it was like that. And so just even the fact that God has a form, and you can see the outside of the form, that's in itself very inconceivable, because at the same time everything is inside of him. So when Krishna was very small, first demon that Krishna killed was Putana, and he was only 7 days old. So that was 7 days when he was first born, and he came to the maternity room, which was not in the palace, because usually they have the maternity room is away from living quarters. And they had a special place. It's called Sham Mandir. And that's where Vasudeva brought Krishna. And Yashoda was there, and others. They were also all asleep by influence of Yoga Maya, and then Krishna, Vasudeva exchanged Krishna with Yoga Maya and took her back to Mathura. So she was there for 6 days, and after 6 days, or 1 week, then she went back to the palace. And as soon as she went back to the palace, then came this Putana demon. She was what we call a vampire. But she was very big. She used to live off of drinking blood of children. And so she came to kill Krishna, and then she was the first demon that Krishna killed. So it went, oh yes. So, and then from there, that was the first demon. The next one was this Shakatasura. Shakatasura was this cart. Shakata is a cart. And that was when Krishna was 3 months old. So by the time that he was 3 months, when he was 3 months old, then at that time Krishna turned around. In other words, he started to crawl. So when a baby starts to crawl, then they have a ceremony. And to celebrate that he's starting to move around. Mm. Because usually children don't crawl at 3 months old. But Krishna started to move at 3 months. And so they had the ceremony out in the courtyard, the courtyard of the palace. Even now, the remnants of that palace are there. Although actually, there are 84 pillars of this Nanda Maharaj's palace. But unfortunately, it's not the original. Those pillars are original. But Aurangzeb had actually demolished, the original was a couple of hundred yards over. So he demolished it, and then he took the pillars and he moved it over, and what we see now is Nanda Maharaj's palace. He actually used the pillars to make a mosque. Everyone's saying this is the palace of Nanda Maharaj, but it's actually a mosque for a long time. And then they had taken Krishna out into the courtyard, and there was the big celebration going on. And every time one of the characteristic functions of these celebrations is that Nanda Maharaj is always giving away charity. Every time something happens, he gives away charity, feeds Brahmins, distributes cows. It's such a basic principle of Vedic culture, is that if you want good fortune, health, if you want good for your children and your family, you have to give. And it's just amazing. It's just always part of the thing. And one of the things that they're always giving is cows. They're giving away cows. And this Shakatasura, he was actually in his previous life. I forget what his actual name was. he was the son of Hiranyakashipu. You know Hiranyakashipu, who was killed by Nisringadeva. So he was the son of Hiranyakashipu, who once was in the... he went into the ashram of this Lomasha Rishi, and he was tearing down trees. So Lomasha Rishi cursed him. He said, "You're such a fool." He said, "You shouldn't have a body because you don't know what to do with it." So he was actually bodiless. He was like a ghost. And it wasn't that the demon was a cart. It was the ghost entered into the body of the cart. And when Krishna saw the cart, then Krishna saw that the demon entered the cart, and the cart started weighing down. Because Krishna was underneath the cart. His mother put him under the cart. So then Krishna kicked the cart, and the cart fell into pieces. And because the ghost had taken the body of the form of the cart, so he got broken into pieces. And then he got liberated like that. Just like Putana. Putana, she came, and her strategy for killing Krishna was that she... Well, Srimad Bhagavatam says she smeared poison on her breasts, and she changed into a very beautiful woman. And so she came and she offered her breast milk to Krishna, like a nurse. Then some others say that actually because she was so sinful, that actually her milk was all poison. She didn't have to put poison on, she was already poisoned. But it doesn't matter, Krishna sucked the milk from her breast, and he also sucked out her life. And then it's one of the characteristics of Krishna that even though she is very evil and very sinful, Putana, she was, her name was, in a previous life, her name was Ratnamali, Ratnamala. And she was the daughter of Bali Maharaj. Do you remember Bali Maharaj? Bali Maharaj, when Vamandev, Krishna became a dwarf, and he came to Bali Maharaj, and he asked Bali Maharaj for 3 steps of land. So, this Ratnamala, he was the daughter of Bali. And when she first saw Vamandev, then she felt very maternal. She says, "Oh, it would be so nice to have him as a son." But then when Vamandev cheated Bali Maharaj, she got very angry. And then she thought, "But if he would be my son, then I'd trick him also and I'd poison him." So then Krishna said, "Okay." And then, so she got to have a body like that. She became Putana in her next life. But Krishna is very kind, and even though Putana came to try to kill him, he just took her good intention, that she came to me like a mother, so she got a position like a mother in the spiritual world. She was liberated, and she didn't become a mother, because Krishna only has one mother. And she became like Krishna's nurse in the spiritual world. Krishna is very kind like that. Do you understand? And that was at 3 months. Then the next thing was the name-giving ceremony. Vasudev was Krishna's father, and Vasudev was in Mathura at that time. And after Krishna's birth, comes to let him out of prison. But he was living there. They had their family's house in Mathura, and he stayed there. And he knew that Krishna and Balaram were in Gokula. So they had to have a name-giving ceremony. Up until for those 3-4 months, Krishna didn't have a name. They didn't call him by any name. Until the priest comes and gives the name, he doesn't have a name. So, Garga Muni was the acharya of the Yadus. So Vasudeva sent him there, but he told him, you can't make this public, because if Kamsa hears, then he'll immediately know which was this boy. Because when Yogamaya came and he tried to kill Yogamaya, Yogamaya said that the son who's going to kill you is already born somewhere else. But Kamsa didn't know where he was. But if he saw that Gargamuni went somewhere and did a very, because name giving ceremony again means big sacrifice and charity and a big festival and so many other things, then he would immediately go there and he would try to kill Krishna. So they had to do it incognito. And so Gargamuni came to Nanda Maharaj, and they went into the cow shed, and that's where the name giving ceremony took place, in the cow shed. So no one was invited, actually, aside from Yashoda and Rohini and the two children. There was no one else there. So they had the actual, and that's when Krishna got, the names were given. Of course, those names are eternal, but still, Krishna received those names at that time, and then he explains what all of those names were. And there, Krishna, his name, Krishna, Vasudev, and Balaram's name was Bala, and Baladev, and Shankarshan, and Balaram, these are all Balaram's names. And then, but then they had to have an official name-giving ceremony. So then Nanda Maharaj just called the local priests and had a name-giving ceremony so it wouldn't be suspicious. Otherwise, all of a sudden, he had these children, and out of nowhere, they have names. So where did the ceremony take place? So he had another ceremony done in public. And then finally, in the order in which the pastimes are given, after that name, actually before the name-giving ceremony, Srimad Bhagavatam gives the story of Trinavarta, who was like a whirlwind. But Jiva Goswami, he says, this isn't actually the actual order in which they took place. That took place when Krishna was 1 year old. And then Shukdev Goswami describes the name-giving ceremony afterwards. But he says that the name-giving ceremony took way before, but because Shukadeva Goswami is in ecstasy, he doesn't follow the order. He just speaks according to what he's feeling. And the Jiva Goswami says, but I'll give the proper, and then he gives the appropriate order of those pastimes. So after that name-giving ceremony, and there are three different incidents. One day, Mother Yashoda was feeding Krishna. Now I'm getting back to the point I was making, that how do you see God from the outside? Yashoda, she had a little baby, and he was about 4 months old, and she was breastfeeding him, and Krishna finished eating, and he yawned. And when he yawned, then she looked in his mouth, and then inside her mouth, she saw the whole universe, and she saw Gokula, and she saw herself with Krishna. In other words, when we talk about that Krishna appears, God appears, but everything's inside of him. And yet, despite the fact that everything's inside of him, we also are outside of him as well. And he's displaying a pastime as a little boy. Although everything's inside, still, actually, we're seeing him outside. So Brahma Samhita says like that, Andantarasta Paramanu Chayantarastam, that Krishna is inside of everything with all of his potencies. He's inside of even every atom. And yet at the same time, everything is inside of him. So that's achintya. That's inconceivable. We can't conceive of something like that. somehow everything can be in something, and yet that same something contains everything. So, but that's Krishna. So when Krishna appears, then the whole universe, everything is contained within him, but he manifests himself in such a way that we can also see him in his original form. And sometimes this concept that God should be very big because everything's in him, but that's a material concept. He doesn't need to be very big in order for everything to be in. He's what's called medium size. There's this term in the Vedic literature that's called medium size. There's very small, which is atomic size, and then there's large, is like Mahavishnu is large, when universes come out of the pores of your skin. And the medium size is like we're medium size. So Krishna is also medium size. He's not... He has his big size. Big size is Mahavishnu. And then he has Shirodaksha Vishnu, who's inside of every atom. But in his original form, he's medium size. So like the Bible says that man is made in the image of God. So our size is like God's size. But the potencies of his body are different. And then as they... then as Krishna started to... Just like the natural, as children grow up, they become a source of real happiness for their parents. So Krishna also, as he started to crawl. So one thing is when he turned around, and the next is when he started to crawl. And then himself and Balaram, they were started to crawl everywhere. They first started to crawl around the house, and then after that they would start to crawl outside. And when they would crawl outside, then because Nanda Maharaj was a king, so he had nurses who would look after them to see what they would do. And of course Krishna tried to chase the animals and the birds, still like that, crawling. And then gradually from crawling he began to stand up. And then he also began to talk. All of these things are very natural in any family. But they're actually a reflection of Krishna's original display of these type of growing up, which interestingly only happens when he appears in the world. It doesn't happen in the spiritual world. This pastime or leela of Krishna going through his childhood and then he comes to his youth, it only takes place in the material world. It doesn't take place in the spiritual world. So it's a unique feature of what happens here when Krishna appears here. He grows up just like ordinary people grow up. But actually that growing up that we see and that we enjoy is just a reflection of the growing up that Krishna displays. And then in that way he gives both pleasure to his parents and to all of his friends. And Krishna's life then is divided in Vrindavan into three ages. The first 3.5 years or so of his childhood, 3 years, 4 months, is the childhood, and the other 3 years, 4 months is boyhood, and then the other 3 years, 4 months is youth. So the first third is particularly to especially reciprocate with his parents, and then to reciprocate with his friends, and then the other third is to do with his gopis, with girlfriends. And those are although Krishna is always interacting with not all of them at the same time, because when he's a child, that he has some interaction with his boyfriends, but none at all with gopis. But when he becomes a youth, then he's actually displaying all three of those types of relationships. And some of the most sort of popular or well-known of Krishna's pastimes is when Krishna becomes a little older, when he not only crawls, but he also starts to walk. And then again, Krishna walks earlier than ordinary